Hey, everybody. Welcome to Section 314 Podcast. My name is Sam. With me, as always, is my co-host, Maggie. And today, we got special guests on board. We got Nathan with us. We're going to be going over this beautiful four-game road trip in Canada. Unfortunately, it lost the other night to the Sharks. But, you know, it's, you know, wear and tear on your body through this long road trip. And then we got the Stars coming up next. So, Nathan, what do you think about this Blues team so far after this long road trip? And yeah, the other night against the Sharks, you know, it's a bummer, but, you know, that's what happens. You know, you travel a lot, it wears on you. So what do you think of the boys so far after this long road trip?
Yeah, I know a lot of Blues fans are probably disappointed with where the team is at this point in the year. But personally, throughout this season, I guess it kind of just depends on where your expectations for the team were. Were you on board with the understanding of this is going to be like a slow retool, rebuild, bringing up some of the young guys up into the system and getting them acquainted with being in those roles that are oh so important for a team? The road trip went really well. Last night, losing to the Sharks in the manner in which we did, giving up a couple of two-on-one breaks, giving up some rather fluky goals, but you put shots towards the net and those sometimes find their way in the back of them.
For sure. Maggie, I think we ended the episode before that Vancouver game. So what did you think of the getting that win against Vancouver and then coming home? You know, we just kind of look tired against the Sharks a little bit. Like, it wasn't bad, but like, it definitely seemed like we were off a little bit. I think it was just the long road trip and my thoughts. What are yours?
So I have to start off with I did predict this Canadian road trip correctly with 3 wins out of the 4, which crazy. We beat the goddamn Jets, beat the Flames, we lost the Oilers, and then beat the Canucks. The Oilers game, I was not expecting to lose to the Oilers, but, you know, I don't think the Blues are going to win 3 in a row, and we had just won 2, so I'm fine with getting 6 of the 8 points on that road trip. That was big. I think that was a big thing for our club, and fans are probably super pumped about this right now. But coming home after that long trip playing the Sharks, honestly, I'm surprised they even got 3 goals. With the Blues, they just look super tired. So, I mean, good for them to keep pushing and playing until the end. I'm not upset about the loss with the Sharks.
Yeah, it's gonna happen, you know. I think, again, you know, the Canucks, I think it was like a 2-1-1, which gave Vancouver a 1-0 lead. I just feel like a lot of this road trip, it was just like being resilient is what it was most of the time. You know, it just seemed like every time we got down, we're, you know, a few steps off with our passing, or, you know, we give up a weird goal. It felt like at some point in the game, we came back and we made it a competition. Whether we lost or won the game, we made it a competition. And I think that's what helped us get, you know, 3 wins out of 4. And then last night, I thought we played good. I think we looked tired naturally, just, you know, all that traveling, different time zones, et cetera, et cetera. Like Coach said, you know, it's just part of the game, and that's going to wear on you eventually. And I think it showed last night. And then I think also San Jose got that weird power play goal, which they somehow got on a power play, which doesn't make sense to me considering the other player, he threw his gloves off before anything else even happened. So right there, that should have been instigating. That should have been a penalty right there.
A terrible call.
Not the first time you've seen a terrible call in that building against the Sharks.
Nope. Exactly. Excellent point. So yeah, I was telling Maggie before, like, I didn't think we were going to, you know, a couple weeks ago, a month ago, I didn't think we were going to do very hot in this 4-game road trip in Canada, but we came out, you know, 3 out of 4, which was awesome to, you know, since that coach turnaround. And now we got Dallas, and then we immediately right back the next day in St. Louis, and we got the Rangers and the Devils at home coming up, and we just beat both of them, you know, not too long ago. I think also there'll be like a 5 p.m. start Central Time on Sunday against the Rangers if you're going to the game. How do you think we're going to face off against, you know, these Dallas Stars, a division opponent in Dallas, Nathan?
Yeah, so, I mean, it always seems like we always play really close games against Dallas. Never really have, obviously, data might say otherwise, but it always seems like we play really close games against Dallas. I feel like the teams, more so in the past, are probably pretty similar in play style. I think you see quite a bit of a difference in play style between the Blues and the Stars now. Obviously, with their recent success, more so, that's a trajectory the Blues are going to want to go in. I don't necessarily have a prediction for you in terms. I usually tend to look at these games as all toss-ups. It really just comes down to who gets the breaks, who's able to capitalize on the power play, which unfortunately for the Blues, even though more so recently, power play has been pretty good. And even throughout the year, power play hasn't been that bad. There just haven't been a ton of opportunities for the Blues. They've had, I think, roughly 30 more minutes where they've been on the penalty kill this year than what they've actually been on the power play. And so tough to be consistently successful when you're in those situations, but I'd definitely say that the Blues have a better shot, obviously coming back home against the Rangers. But like you said earlier, that's back-to-back days, especially coming off travel.
Yeah, for sure. And yeah, just, again, long road trip. And another thing is like the Sharks, they just acquired their goalie from Colorado. So, we weren't really sure how he was going to settle in with the team, and they unfortunately got the win. And he didn't do too bad the other night. And I just think off the jump, we're kind of wearing and tearing a little bit from the road trip, and the Sharks just kind of were quick off the start, and I don't think we were ready for that. But again, we're finding these ways to make these big comebacks in the third period, and I love seeing it. But we got a lot of games coming up. It's just a lot of one days off or like back to back. We have the one day off, and then we got Dallas, and then back to back with the Rangers, one day off, and then you got the Devils, one day off, and then you have back to back games of both of them in Florida, and then 2 days off after that where you got to be in Detroit. So it's a lot of hockey. We said this before in the previous episodes. You got this long road trip, and then you got lots of games coming up, but fortunately, there's going to be this big break, this 3 day break where you're at home for a couple games, like during Christmas and all that, and then you go on the road to Chicago for the Winter Classic. So it's going to be, I feel like it's going to be a long weekend and a long week for the boys. And just as a Blues fan, I feel like you just now's the time. Like, I think we're still a solid team right now. We're getting to where we need to be slowly, but it's like you're just going to have some patience with this difficult schedule for the team, because it wears on you over time. But it's like I think a good chunk of these games are still winnable. Like you said, some of them are toss-ups, but I think, if things go right, we got the right mindset, we're feeling good, I think it could definitely go in our favor for, a good chunk of these games in the next week or so. And I believe, Maggie, you're going to the game on Friday, against the Panthers in Florida.
Yeah, I am. This will be my first time going to the Panthers arena, wherever they're playing. I think Sunrise near Miami. I've been to Tampa Bay Lightning game. They played the New Jersey Devils, I think. So I haven't been to a Blues Lightning game, but Panthers worked out since it's a Friday night. I'm kind of worried because it's a back-to-back night, so I'm hoping they get the win while I'm there. But it's just going to be great to see them. Kind of back to like with the rest of the schedule this month. It looks like there's 9 games before the new year. I think if the Blues can pull out over half or more wins, that's a huge statement. And I think people need to be putting the Blues on the map if they can pull maybe like 6 or 7 wins out of this, I think, 9 games. It's going to be difficult, but I think they should be able to do it. Especially if Predators have been awful. They play the Predators after Christmas. They got the Sabres. Sabres haven't been playing well, and especially with all the drama that's going on with their club right now. And then you got the Blackhawks. So I'm thinking my wild card playoff prediction may play off if they can get over half wins on this next month.
I mean, yeah, we're sitting at 30 points right now, and as of right now, Colorado has the second wild card spot in the Western Conference at 34 points. So that's 2 hockey games. So I mean, it's if we can make a statement here by, getting a good chunk of wins the rest of the month, especially after that grueling road trip, I think that's just saying, like, once we're well rested, once we kind of things kind of take a load off a little bit on the schedule, it's like we can really produce something and really start making a run for getting that wild card spot, maybe fighting for the Central. Who knows? I think there's still plenty of time, and there's still, I feel like, a lot of potential with this team. And I think St. Louis is starting to see that too. Nathan, what do you think of, have you been watching the Road to the Winter Classic, and are you going to it at all?
No, I haven't really been tuned into that too much. Been more so focusing on football. I usually lock in on hockey once, playoffs come around for football season, to where there's not as many consistent games. Just a couple things like checking in here and there. Like even last night, watching the Blues play the Sharks, watching the Rams and Niners as a, neutral fan at that point. But then that game was so awful, I had to turn that off and then just focus on the Blues. But yeah, no, I mean, it's just, right now, I think the Blues are on pace for 82 points throughout the season. So, yeah, they got to go on a run at some point, and still a lot of time left. But sooner they can make a push for that wild card spot, the better, right?
Yeah, for sure. And I feel like we can. I feel like, we got Canucks in the first wild card spot, Colorado in the second wild card spot. Canucks, we just beat them in overtime. It seemed like a pretty evenly matched game. In Colorado, I feel like they're just too inconsistent as of right now, this could totally be, 180 degree turn in a couple months, but as of right now, Colorado, I feel like we could take them, what we got right now, fresh new coach that, the team rallies around, good players, people are starting to produce. I feel like we could take Colorado if we had to. And then below that, that's in front of us leading to that wild card spot, you got the Flames, Kraken, and Utah Hockey Club. So it's all teams that we could really move ahead if we can just put our head down and just keep grinding through this tough schedule for December. And then once, hopefully by, the end of the month, we get closer to the Winter Classic, the boys will be hyped about that. They're going to have a lot of energy there. And then hopefully by January, the schedule kind of clears up a little bit, you get a little bit more off days. You're at home a little bit more. So hopefully that'll kind of bring a balance to the game where we can move towards that playoff push at that point.
Yeah, buddy. I'm going to the Blues Senators game January 3rd with Nathan's wife, aka Morgan. Nathan was invited, but this other thing is going on. So we have one extra ticket, which I told you about, Sam, as well.
Yeah, we'll see with my flight schedule, like getting back from Chicago with the Winter Classic. We'll see how that works out.
Yeah, I texted my uncle because he gets 4 tickets to like 2 Blues games, I think, a season. And so he wanted to pick one when I was going to be home. And so I was like, oh, well, we can invite my friends since I haven't seen them. And then when I told him that Nathan couldn't go, he's like, well, what about Sam? And I was like, Sam doesn't live in St. Louis. He's a flight attendant. He's in Denver. And he's like, okay, well, one of them needs to make it work. I said, no, I'll let them know on the podcast, though.
Yeah, I'll be flying home from Chicago from the Winter Classic. So, but I have, depending on my work schedule, hasn't come out yet. I have the first few days of January off. At least the first couple, or maybe more, depending on which schedule I get. So we'll see. But if I can get there, I'll get there. But Nathan, Maggie was saying, like, you're a big Bills fan. So,
yes, sir.
So what got you, to be, a big Blues fan? Or what got you into hockey growing up?
Yeah, so my first introduction to hockey, I guess I was probably, maybe 5-6 years old. Never really watched it on TV. We're not from St. Louis. We're about 2 hours outside. So never really grew up around it or anything like that. And my dad ended up, I remember he ordered, I think it was like an older copy of NHL 99 for the Nintendo 64.
I had that game. It was such a good game.
Yeah, popped that in. And everything that I knew about hockey for probably the first 10 years of my life just strictly came from that game. If you would have asked me, I would have thought Keith Tkachuk was the greatest NHL player in the entire universe. Great player, obviously. And that was my first Blues jersey as well. I've still got it today, but a white number 7 Keith Tkachuk
That's
uniform.
Nice.
And I actually never gone to a Blues game until probably about, I think it's 2014-2015 season, my first introduction to actually being inside Scott Trade, now Enterprise. But just fell in love with it from that first moment of actually being in attendance. You always hear the cliche of, oh, you gotta be there. You gotta be there. You can't just watch it on
Right.
TV. And I was one of those people that, yeah,
But
that
then
you watch.
they still had the blue and yellow rafters, they had the pink seats and all that.
Absolutely. And I had been inside Scott Trade for Missouri Valley Conference men's basketball tournaments
Well,
in the
that sounds, yeah,
past
that's those are always
for
fun.
like, yeah, SIU Creighton and Wichita State, Bradley, been in there several times, but to be there for a hockey game, just absolutely fell in love with it. Nonstop action, just, yeah, it was
Yeah,
awesome.
it's always so much fun, like bringing like new people to, I always get like extra some every once in a while, like I'll have somebody that has like throws up extra tickets to me, and they're like, hey, like I can't go to the game, can you make it? And I'll tag somebody along, and every once in a while, like once in a blue moon, I'll get somebody that's new, and I'll bring them to the game, and they'll love the game, they'll love the atmosphere. And I'm like, if you think this, like they're like, oh, they move so fast. I'm like, if you think this is fast, I'm like, just wait to the playoffs. Like if the Blues make the playoffs, like it's like double speed. It's a whole different atmosphere come from regular season to playoffs, and it's such an exhilarating time in general, and it's just like it's such a fun environment to go to in general. I don't know, it just becomes a lifestyle where you're like you just kind of commit to it, and you're like, I love this, I'm in, let's invest myself in this. And it's just so much fun to be a part of, and it's cool like connect being on here connecting with new Blues fans and stuff like that to try and spread the word and talk more Blues hockey.
Yeah, I mean, that's how me and Sam met, literally, like over Blues Twitter, like what, 3 or 4 years ago? And then
Right, at the home opener, I think.
we met up at the home opener and then literally have been friends since. And then we went to another home opener and then we've just like hung out outside, like when he's been in St. Louis. And I mean, I don't even know the last time I really saw you in person,
I think it was like
but.
last year's home opener, I think.
Okay.
But it's for me, it's hard to meet up with people. It's like, me living outside of St. Louis for work and stuff. But I try and get in when when I usually like 99.99% of the time when I get to St. Louis, I'm strictly just visiting family. That's my
And
top
eating
priority.
emos.
Yeah, exactly.
Jeez.
Nathan, how many games since you live how many games do you say do you think you get to like in the regular season for the Blues, like?
We were trying to make it a point to get to like 2 to 3 games a year. I mean, it's not that difficult to get up to St. Louis. It's a pretty easy drive. Just go hop on 64 and take that straight into St. Louis, and not a big issue. Just with work and whatnot, and having a young child, it makes it hard to get there, during the week or even on the weekends. You got so much other stuff going on. So it's probably been. I think we made it to one game last year, but we haven't made it to any so far this year. And I don't know if we're going to be able to. Also, by the time that February and March rolls around, busy with I teach and I also coach baseball in the spring, so it's pretty hard to find time throughout the year, unfortunately.
No, that's all. That's fine. Yeah, we totally get it. Yeah, we once I used to go to like, 10 to 12, like, and like that's the thing is like in my family, it's like I'm the only one that goes to the Blues games. Like my family will cheer for the Blues and stuff like that, but I'm the only one that actually buys the tickets, goes down to the rink, and goes to games. And I used to go to like 10 or 12 at least. And then at one point, I was like, I just need to be like a season ticket holder at this point. And then when I kind of conjured that idea, that's when I got like the thumbs up from my job to like that took me out of St. Louis, and I'm like, well, I guess that's not happening now. So that kind of was bad timing. But yeah, now like I'm kind of in the same boat. I don't really get to many home games now anymore, but I'm always watching when I can, and I'll be heading up to the Winter Classic this year, so that's kind of making up for all the home games missed out. But yeah.
Yeah, my wife was trying to convince me to go up to the Minnesota Winter Classic game, and I had to tell her hard no just because of the weather. I wasn't going to sit out there.
Oh, man.
It looked miserable. We sat inside a warm house with friends and watched it, and it looked awful. I'm not gonna lie.
I was in row one, upper deck, like down the first baseline. I'm so glad we won, but my goodness, it was one of the worst experiences ever, just because of how cold it was. But it was just like it's like at that point, it's like you're suffering, but like the other half of you is like, I don't care. It's outdoor hockey. Let's go. So it's like, it's just like a battle within at that point to go to the bathroom to get warm and then come back out after commercial break and be like, all right, let's grind through the next, set of plays and then we'll go back to the bathroom to warm up.
It's kind of crazy how, Sam, this is going to be your first time going to Wrigley Field, and it's not going to be for a baseball game.
I know. I always see like my friends and my cousins. They're always up at Wrigley Field for Cubs, Cardinals games. And then like now that I'm actually going up there, it's just going to be a hockey game. But
I think that's even cooler, to be honest, especially like being super big hockey fans. I mean, Wrigley, I think, just became like a national monument for the United States somehow, or whatever. I don't even know. But I still think that would be cool to definitely. I mean, I've never been to Wrigley, but I plan on going to a baseball game there first, I would think.
it's yeah, there's so much fun. I got a buddy of mine on Twitter that texted me like a good like he texted me like a list of these bars at near Wrigley. He said all these places are great places. They're all within, a stone's throw of Wrigley Field. He's like, you gotta try one of them out when you go. So I'll definitely be hitting that up. But side note, I want to for our January schedule, I'm looking at our January schedule, since we've been talking about the Winter Classic. And listen to this, guys. It's so we got an away game like the beginning of the month of January 2025. You got an away game in Columbus. And then a week later, at home on at, against Columbus. But then you have two games in a row at home against the Calgary Flames. Then you have one road game, and then the week after that, you play the Vegas Golden Knights twice, one away and one at home. And I just thought that's three different teams that you're playing like twice in a row, like pretty much like within a week's time.
That sounds like
And that
the
I'm like,
bubble
who?
hockey.
Yeah, I'm like,
We
who?
played Arizona like 8 days in a row, and everyone's like, can we stop playing
Did
them?
somebody like just kind of like look at this and we're just like, yeah, it's fine. Just submit it. Or Gary just skimmed it over and was like, yeah, thumbs up. St. Louis is fine. They'll be okay. I don't know. I
Yeah, I
just thought
mean,
that was
usually
so
whatever
weird.
you, yeah, usually when you get these back to backs, even if they're not like consecutive days, the home and homes, usually you get it with like a Dallas or a Nashville or maybe even a Chicago. But the Vegas and the Calgary one, that Calgary one's going to be pretty rough.
Right. It's like you play him home on a Tuesday, and then 2 days later, you play him at home again on Thursday. It's just like, what?
Yeah, that's going to be a tough one. I hope Benner gets in one of those. I always like when he's playing catcher.
So it's gonna pretty much like wrap it up for like Blues hockey, I guess, right now. Like, we've gone over this road trip. We kind of talked about this difficult schedule coming up for the boys and all that, and the Winter Classic, and this weird schedule in January. Like, if you're a big, so like, I don't know if Maggie told you, but I'm a big New Orleans Saints fan. And like on game days, like I make these like little arts, like these little like Photoshop arts with like my Bitmoji of the field and who the Saints are playing and what food I'm gonna eat that day. Do you have any like fun like little game day things that you do for Bills games or?
Not necessarily. I actually, kind of just make whatever concoction of foods that we're making that morning, make sure that it's all taken care of before noon. Because even if the Bills aren't playing till, the later afternoon slate, or if they're playing Sunday or Monday night, I'm locked in on Red Zone or bouncing around between all these different games. I mean, like I said, it doesn't matter. Football is probably the only sport that I consume in the way that I'll watch whoever's playing doesn't matter, as opposed to, for hockey, for the most part, I'm only really tuned in on the Blues. If I'm watching baseball, I'll pay attention to any of the postseason stuff, but I'm not going to watch, the White Sox and the Tigers in the middle of May.
Right. Okay.
Yeah,
Okay.
so for all Buffalo games, mostly being noon Eastern, unless they're playing in one of the primetime games, and so it's nice to have that first thing in the day and then be able to just consume the rest of it throughout.
Yeah. What made you a Bills fan? If you're, if you live like, not too far away from St. Louis.
Yeah, so really I was, Rams fan growing up my entire life, kind of the same sense in the way that I was for the Blues, being a fan but from afar. And so when Stan Kroenke decided to put up the team and take him out to LA, I didn't have any personal connection to the team, but I was like, well, I mean, what's the difference between rooting for a team in LA or a team that's really anywhere else? So just kind of looking around the league, really liked Ralph Wilson and everything that he stood for as an owner. Bills didn't have a long history of success. And when I learned about the four Super Bowl consecutive losses, that kind of drug me in even deeper. So I guess that would have been the 15-16 season that, I was looking for a new team to support. And I had some buddies that I had at SEMO whenever I went to school over there. They were all trying to convince me, hey, be a Chiefs fan, be a Chiefs fan, be a Chiefs fan. It just didn't feel right because they were mildly successful at that time with, Alex Smith, Jamal Charles, and
Yeah,
everything that
I
they had
remember
going
that.
on over
Yeah.
there before Patrick Mahomes. And so kind of just settled on Buffalo. And they hadn't made the playoffs in years, right? Over a decade. And then the first year that I kind of felt guilty for it, the first year that I supported being a Bills fan, broke that playoff drought. Shout out Andy Dalton, but broke that playoff drought and drafted Josh Allen 2 years later.
And the rest is history.
I just need everybody to know that this is my first year doing fantasy football and I am in second place. So that's pretty cool. I don't know what I'm doing at all, but yeah, I'm crushing it.
I can't do fantasy football. I'm terrible at it. I've been doing it for like 3, 4 years, and I never amount to anything in that. And it's just embarrassing that I even show up, basically. I'm glad I don't have like some group where it's like you have like a weird torture at the end if you get last place, because that's basically gonna be me each season. So I'm glad I'm not, I'm glad I'm just in like a random league where I don't know anybody, so that they can't really like force me to do anything at the end.
I am in a
Yeah.
random league too, but the funny thing, the person who is in last place literally is 0-14, so 10 of 10. I think he gave up like after the first week, but he only plays Patrick Mahomes every week. So he has like every position open and nothing else. So I'm like, dude jumped off a cliff the first, but Patrick Mahomes, you know.
Yeah, I'm in a pretty serious fantasy league. When I say serious, I mean like we have fun with it, but also at the same time, we do a buy-in, 12-team league, full PPR. We have a last place punishment. Top three get money and whatnot. And
Jeez.
luckily last year I was fortunate enough to win the damn thing finally. But some of the last place punishments that we've had have been like beer mile. We've had people have to get tattoos of certain dates
Oh
that
my
I won't
God.
share, and they've had to. There's this one guy in our league. I won't mention his name, but there's this one guy in our league that still hasn't done his last place punishment from last year, and had something to do with a blow up doll in a restaurant. So he still needing to get that one accomplished.
Oh man.
We need the video when that happens.
I'm getting off easy with these. Jeez. Do you think the Bills can eventually take down the Chiefs this year? Because I just praying it happens.
Yeah, I do. Like when it comes to football knowledge, greatly over my hockey knowledge just because of the amount that I consume on it. I would say that, if there's any time, obviously, we said this last year too, right? That the Chiefs look vulnerable. Well, they look more vulnerable than they did last year, but also they were 3-5 in their last 8 games going into the playoffs, and we saw what happened in the playoffs. They just flipped a switch. Obviously, the Bills lost a lot in the offseason with the departures of guys like Stephon Diggs, Micah Hyde, Jordan Poyer, lost a lot of leadership in the locker room. But that also opened the door for younger guys, specifically Josh Allen, who's been in the league a while, but also at the same time hasn't had to be that voice in the locker room. And I still don't think that he's necessarily probably the most outspoken guy in the locker room, but you do see a different attitude within the team. It seems like there's a lot more camaraderie within the group. It seems like, they're pretty happy with their personnel, both players and coaches. I do think that the Bills have a great chance, but I would be lying if I said I wasn't a little worried. I was really hoping that the Bills were going to be able to get that number one seed, not necessarily just for home field advantage, but the Chiefs had a bye. I believe it was week 5 was their bye week. And how important that first round bye is for a team that has had their bye so early in the season that they haven't had a chance to try to recover. And I think that, you know, the Chiefs get that one seed, which is probably what's going to happen at this point. I think that does give them time to reset, and it's only going to make it that much more difficult for the other contenders in the AFC.
It does make a difference for sure. Back to what you were saying about how you became a Bills fan, that's exactly how I became a Saints fan. You know, I was, my family was season ticket holders growing up for Rams games. I would go to the games every Sunday as a kid. And then once they moved out to LA, I was like, yeah, I'm done with this. And I have cousins on my dad's side from New Orleans, so I went with the New Orleans Saints. I mean, they live in Houston now because of Katrina, but I was like, I'm going with the Saints, and I've been loyal to them ever since. But yeah, you need to get into the group chat with your boys and just say, hey, listen, this year's last place punishment is to have to go to Buffalo and start and volunteer to plow that snow out of the stadium before next game. I think that'd be funny.
Yeah, they offer up, you know, a rich $20 an hour and really no other incentives to go along with that. It would take me a lot more to get out of my house and go shovel snow. Like throw in a ticket. I don't care if it's at the very top, but give me something.
Right, for sure. But yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why they call it a punishment.
Yeah, absolutely.
So let's see. I think that pretty much does it. You know, we talked some Blues hockey. There's their road trip, their upcoming schedule, Winter Classic stuff, and the weird January schedule. You got anything else for us, Nathan, before you're out of here, or Maggie?
No, I just wanted to thank you guys for having me on. It's a pleasure. And anytime you need an extra voice to talk about whatever, feel free to hit me up. This was fun.
Yeah, for sure. We love trying to get around to, you know, communicate with other sports fans, other Blues fans, football fans, you know, just spread the word, you know, just hanging out, talking hockey, talking sports, and just, you know, connecting with people. And I think that's, you know, I think that's important to do, because it's, you know, it's a good way to make friends, good way to, you know, spread, you know, et cetera, you know, all that. We know, we do want to thank you for your time, for coming on. Maggie, do you have anything else you want to add before we bounce?
No, I just wanted to say thank you, Nathan. We appreciate you coming on. I think that's going to do it until our next pod, which should be this week.
I think we're thinking Wednesday.
Yep, maybe with Jacob, who is a Patriots fan from New England. He's been on before. See what he's doing.
Yeah, we'll reach out and see what he's got for his schedule. But, you know, once again, just go ahead and spread the word for, you know, for this new sports podcast to your St. Louis Blues friends, your Buffalo Bills fans, any football friends. You know, if they want to, you know, if you see that they've been wanting to talk sports, you know, tell them to hit us up and we'll happily have them on the show. So once again, thank you for listening, and don't hesitate to stop by again to eat, relax, and take a load off of life. And until the ice is clean again, we'll see y'all very soon. Section 314, your favorite online tailgate.